CNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan right now, brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. We bring to you Dallas Cowboys Executive Vice President Stephen Jones. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, guys.
I know a lot of people use curse words in a negative way, but when you guys got the Dak to Tolbert touchdown connection, were there happy curse words going around in the box?
Absolutely, absolutely. What a big play. I think our analytics department give it a 50-50 shot either way. And so, obviously the setback with fumble dropped us back to where we were having to be a little more aggressive when we had second goal from the half-yard line. But, Tolbert did a hell of a job. Obviously, he was playing a little injured, and Dak had the patience to sit in there, trust his offensive line, and make a hell of a throw. And results in a huge win. You don't win many games in this league when you lose the turnover battle, -3, and also get a point-blank field goal shot block. So, we left a lot out there, but the good news is we'll learn from this. I know certainly Dak came through in the clutch, and he knows better than anybody you can't turn the ball over. So, and Bones will go to work on how they got that field goal blocked. I don't know if it was miss hit or it was – just the guy got the right spot at the right time. But in general, one hell of a win. A Tomlin coach football team in Pittsburgh is always very difficult to beat.
Now, you mentioned that Tolbert, obviously, in that moment was a little dinged up. Did you like Tyler Smith's quote that Jalen Tolbert, quote, sprained his nuts going into that play?
Well, those guys will tell it like it is. They're teammates. Give him credit, and obviously a pretty comical comment by Tyler. But
I love it.
Grown into his own. I love it too. And by the way, what a hell of a job he did filling in for Guyton out there at left tackle on a moment's notice. And TJ came in and did a nice job for us. So, obviously we got some challenges injury wise. But like I said, all 32 in this league go through injury challenges. And certainly hats off to our guys for fighting through winning the game. I mean, we put two good wins back to back and actually played a good fourth quarter in Baltimore. We just came up short. You can't spot great teams like that, 2 and 3 touchdown leads and expect to win. So we're learning a lot through this crunch, but the good news is most of our guys are going to be able to come back. So we should get healthier as the season goes, but We're worried about the Lions right now. They're one of the best teams in football, well-coached. We know Dan Campbell well. He played here. I have nothing but respect for him, and I know they lost a tough one to us last year here in Dallas, and I know they'll come with their A-game.
Steven, can you update us a little bit on Guyton and Nealon's current situations with their injuries?
Yeah, Guyton was trying to play last night. I think he's going to be day-to-day. And then Nealon, we got our fingers crossed that we get some news that it's not for the season. But we'll see as we move forward. And like I said, a lot of guys stepped up last night. T. Wheat stepped up in a big way, Lawson, obviously Chauncey played most of the games. So, obviously we're thin there. We've got we're playing without our top four defensive ends, if you include Sam in that. And that's the challenges that come with our game, but Zim's doing a hell of a job dialing up some good schemes. And like I said, we're going to need them again because this Detroit team is going to be a big challenge.
Steven, I continually tell Kevin and everybody that'll listen that I think that everybody on the team should play with the mentality of Jordan Lewis. What are your thoughts on that veteran's role on this team?
I know Zim right away. That was one of his favorite guys. He said that little dog will bite, and that's what he is. I mean, he is a dog, and he plays a lot bigger than he is. He's a super, super, uber competitor, and willing to go up against anybody and fights his ass off. And great leader on that defense for us.
Another person, I'm not going to say leader just quite yet, because obviously he's really young in his career, but Overshown seems to bring the kind of intensity, like on a second down, that you want to see on every single play from your players.
Yeah, I just love his play style. I love the way he plays. I mean, he's shot out of a cannon. He's got some freaky type speed. Not comparing him to Micah because they play different spots, but he's got the same kind of juice going sideline to sideline, really setting a tone on our defense. I think his future's all up. And is going to be a great player for us in this defense. The other one who plays with the right play style is Marist. And, you know, he's out there trying to make things happen and playing very physical. And he's just a rookie, but certainly love the way he's playing the game as well.
You know, we talked a little with Jerry on Friday about this, and I was kind of curious on your thoughts as well. I mentioned the term soft rebuild and kind of asked, and I'm asking you too, is that kind of a, we have to deal with some of the rookie mistakes, some of these younger players still learning on the fly while also trying to be competitive. Would you say that's fair?
Well, I wouldn't call it necessarily rebuild. I call it a light rebuild. I call it just recalibrate. Young guys, all they do is get better. I know Tyler Smith, first year, he was, you know, had a lot of growing pains. And we still had a great team. And, you know, he's really grown into something, grown into one of the best offensive linemen in the league in a hurry. And I expect our two young guys, Guyton and BB, to do the same. There's going to be growing pains, but they're only going to get better. And, of course, Guyton's been going against the best of the best. When you're going against some of the defensive ends he's gone against week in and week out to start the season, you got to get sharp in a hurry, and he understands that, and I think he's just going to continue to grow.
The other thing, how would you describe the Cowboys' running game at this point?
I just think it's I thought last night we started off slow. We didn't run it a lot, but then Mike got in the groove there, and certainly Rico got in the groove, and Zeke did some really tough short yardage running for us, and we think it's there for the taking. We think we can have a really strong running game. We gotta you gotta run the football and have confidence in it. And I think as the game grew, our offense and our coaching staff got very confident that we could run the football. And of course, that's not an easy team to run the football against. Sport one of the best defenses in the NFL for many, many, many years. And, I thought we did a really nice job running the football. I thought them on defense did a great job of, limiting their running game as well, especially, when they got a quarterback they're willing to run quarterback sweeps with. So, I thought both sides of that are, as you know, very important to play winning football. The only part, yeah, we got to get a little better as we got to win that turnover battle, which we've been used to the last 3 years. So we've got to get back in that column of taking the ball away. And obviously everybody knows we got to protect the ball.
It felt like kicking Tyler Smith out just a little bit to the left helped the run game as well. Would there be any scenario in which Guyton is healthy, but Smith would continue to play left tackle?
Don't see that at all. I think Guyton's going to be back in quick order. Like I said, he's day-to-day, and he's just going to grow as a player. You got to just, have that confidence, and it's great to have a guy like Tyler. If for some reason, Guyton does have a setback or something, and it's great to know you got guys like Tyler who are versatile, who can kick out, play that left tackle, and then obviously we got a quality player in T.J. Bass who we think a lot of, and had a lot of confidence in plugging him in. And there's other guys on the line we think if called upon, whether it's an Awesome Richards, whether it's a Valesco, will get out there and do their job.
You know, Steven, a lot of times you have to go through something and know that you can do it. Last night's game, you went through a physical, gritty, tough, nasty kind of game, which sometimes could have been gross too. Did that one right there give these guys that confidence, give you guys the confidence that you can win whenever things are tough like that?
Absolutely. I mean, like I said, there's very few football games in the NFL where you're a -3 on turnovers.
Yeah.
And you end up with a W. I mean, that just doesn't happen. And our guys never took their eye off the ball. They kept fighting. And obviously when we had to have that last drive, that came through like a top competitor, top quarterback in this league.
Okay, and that kind of sets up, too, the red zone has been a bit of a struggle. What's the discussion on how to get that turned around right now?
Well, we'll discuss more as we move it forward. Obviously, if you run the football well, you'll do better in the red zone. It sets up a lot of different other things. And, as we continue to develop our run game, I think that's only going to help in the red zone. But obviously, all you got to do is look at the statistics and see that we're struggling there a little bit right now, and we have to be better if we want to be a championship caliber team.
I was hoping you can give us any, I guess, further insight, since obviously y'all know all the details about Brandon Cooks, because, you know, I know the concern was he'd miss a week, maybe 2 weeks, and then we hear he goes on the injured reserve. Can you tell us about how y'all knew it was that bad that quickly that an IR stint was necessary?
Yeah, well, really, you know, with HIPAA and all those things, it's tough to get into details, but, you know, Brandon's a stout man, a stout leader, you know, the top guy, top people off the field and on the field on our team, and I know he'll do what he needs to do to come back from this.
The other, I was kind of curious, did you always imagine that Hunter Lipke would be this kind of a player for you guys, that he would have these kinds of moments late in games?
We would have drafted him before the draft, but instead of taking a chance on getting him in college free agency, but no, he's turned into a hell of a ball play for us. He can do it all. He can pass block. He can run short yardage. He catches the ball out of the backfield. He's an ace on special teams. I mean, he's just the type of football player you want on your team. But, you know, I would have said halfway through his first camp, too, that he was looking at a practice squad spot, and then he just kept grinding. And, you know, he does what Hunter do. He's just a football player, and he's got the respect of his teammates and obviously just a really solid football player for us.
Do you ever get the sense, because since we're talking about special teams, because Brandon Aubrey is so good, do you ever think that impacts like a more conservative set of play calling on the other side of the field? Because you're like, well, Aubrey can kick it from just about anywhere.
No, I think Mike understands the importance of touchdowns. Now, don't get me wrong. It's great, you know, if you're in third and long, to be a little more conservative on the play call and don't do something where you create a turnover or something like that. No one. That once you cross that 50, you're in Aubrey's range. But, you know, it's a great weapon to have. Just fortunate to have him. And certainly he's going to win a lot more football games for us in the future.
And thank you very much for the time, good sir. Congratulations on the win. We'll catch up with you again next week.
Thanks, guys. Great being on.
There you go. Stephen Jones right here on 105.3 The Fan. Quick question, Corey, from the 580. Do you have thoughts about how I should respond to this? This is the first text in the history that I can see right here. Want to do this, question mark. I think the invite expires in 4 hours, though.
Oh, let's go.
How
let's do it.
Should I respond? That's all the that's all the information I have.
I got this.
Okay.
I'm in. Should I pack my cape and mask?
Oh, my God. All right.
Is the question.
So,
Corey.
Some potential positive, some potentially very negative news there. Tyler Guyton, sounds like day-to-day. Hopefully he'll be back sooner rather than later. But on Marshawn Nealand, when he was like, hey, look, we're still...
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, exactly. So it doesn't sound good. I'm sure when we all like saw or listened to how the injury played out, you're like, oh, crap.
Yeah.
So that would be another one that, like, it is amazing that the defensive line, I guess, still has people to put out there.
Yeah, they still, like, Carl Lawson was out on the field. Somehow
should have gotten that fumble.
Somehow didn't get that. Still don't know how it happened, but he was out on the field for that. And Kevin, you know, as he was saying kind of there, too, you do feel like in the meat of the schedule, you're going to get all your players back. Mm-hmm. That's the important part. They're just trying to tread water with some of these things, but... While you're treading the water to do that, you're also giving, like, Tyrus Wheat might be a player for you at the end of this year.
Yes.
Last night might be an epiphany and you only see it that one time. I don't know. Maybe it's an epiphany that you see that for the rest of, I'm not sure if I'm using epiphany correctly.
I believe anomaly might be the word you're looking for.
Right, but yeah, exactly. That sounds good. It might be one of those one-offs, but he could be something good for you that is a really good backup role down the road. So this moment here that Cowboys are dealing with could be beneficial. Maybe they find out more than they thought they had. I mean, it's happened before. There have been plenty of times where teams find a player. They're like, we didn't know this dude could do this, but yeah. He steps on the field and he's really good. So hopefully that is the case. I hope the best for Nealand, no matter what.
Absolutely.
Good dude, rookie, doing some good things, very understands what his role is and how he's trying to grow there.
Also, another interesting note, I'm glad he clarified, if Guyton is healthy, Stephen Jones said, I do not see a scenario in which Tyler Smith
continues to
play left tackle.
I'm glad you asked that question because... That is it seems like coaches don't want to take that growth possibility away from him.
Yeah, yeah.
Even for the sacrifice of the team. So.